The next patient is James Artos. The last name is A-R-T-O-S. The first name is James. The number one, clinical case of a 63-year-old white male that has a history of obesity and was diagnosed with diabetes mellitus no more than 8 years ago. At the beginning, the patient didn't pay any attention to the condition. The changes and the discomfort started to appear after 2 years. And he has been under the care. He says that he was recently in Arizona and has gained a significant amount of body weight because the doctor, one of the doctors, had stopped the use of diuretics, and he gained significant amount of body weight. He couldn't breathe, went to see the doctor. The doctor sent him to the hospital, and he says that he lost 50 pounds in 2 days. He was discharged, and the primary care, Mrs. Elizabeth Sager, S-A-G-E-R, APRN, notice that the serum creatinine has remained elevated at 2.4, and that the creatinine clearance has been below 30, that the patient developed a Charcot foot in the right side that has been treated and operated by Dr. Lennon, L-A-N-N-O-N, in Tampa. And because of the presence of the deterioration of the kidney function, he has been referred to this office. The laboratory workup that was done in May of the year 2013, the sodium is 144, potassium 3.7, chloride 104, CO2 29, and the patient has a glucose of 116, a creatinine of 2.40, and a BUN of 35, and an estimated GFR of 29 mLs per minute. The serum cholesterol 103, HDL 37, LDL 53, triglycerides within normal limits. The blood sugar has been under better control. After he was released from Arizona, he was placed on Jardiance, and he has been taking the medication faithfully. His latest hemoglobin A1C in May was 5.9. The patient has a hemoglobin of 9.1, hematocrit of 29. Platelet count with a normal limit, white blood cell count with a normal limit. Unfortunately, we don't have a urine. In summary, this patient has most likely diabetic nephropathy stage 4 that has to be reevaluated and assessed. Number two, anemia related to CKD. Number three, arterial hypertension related to the above. The patient is taking medications that include the administration of chlorine, 0.1 milligrams POBID, minoxidil, 2.5 milligrams, two tablets a day. The patient is taking hydralazine and 100 milligrams PO daily. Nebivolol, he takes 20 milligrams PO once a day. Following number. The blood pressure has been under fair control. Following number, Charcot's joint in the right side. Following number, non-organic sleep apnea that is obstructive in nature. And obesity. Period. I am not going to make any adjustments in the medications for the time being, because I want to see the response to our first visit. The patient was given the diet. It was explained in detail. Information was given in the written fashion, in the written fashion as well. We recommended a very minimal use of salt and a fluid restriction of 45 ounces in 24 hours. We are going to monitor the daily body weight, and we are going to make adjustments in the administration of diuretics and antihypertensives as we go. I gave the patient my phone number because I really understand that the patient is going to be facing drastic changes if he decides to have to change the lifestyle. The patient was in the office with the wife. The questions were answered, and we spent a significant amount of weight in the education of this disease process. We are going to reevaluate the case in 2 months. In the review in the laboratory, the referral, 25 minutes, with the patient face to face, 40 minutes, and in the documentation, 10 minutes.